How would you like to protect your wealth with UK tax planning? Mike Pugh will tell us how. And what's so special about Mike Pugh is that he has the most followed UK estate planning company on social media. Now, with an aging population and decline in taxpayers, the state wants your estate. You worked for it, you paid for it, you paid your taxes, and now it's time to keep more of it. And that's why we have Mike Pugh, who will shed the light on how exactly to do that in the light of UK inheritance tax and other tax that he will tell us all about, how to shield our wealth against. So tell us, Mike, how can entrepreneurs protect their wealth with UK tax planning?
Property Wealth Strategies podcast with Lily Patrashko shares world's most influential property investors, sharing their strategies for making money with property.
Hi, Lily. Thanks so much for having me on. It's a real pleasure. Everybody works very, very hard in the UK, myself, yourself, everybody, to get what they've got. The idea that at the end of life, the government's going to come in and just take 40% of your money above the thresholds doesn't sit well with most folks because, like you, I pay my VAT, I pay council tax, I pay every form of tax going, and then to think that I might lose half of it later in life, that's not cool. So we come in and we work with a family by looking at their largest assets, generally their bricks and mortar, their main residence mostly. I'm not a financial advisor. I don't provide financial advice. I'm not going to sell life insurance or anything like that. I deal in taxes and trusts. And the idea is to take your home and place that into a trust to protect it from what's coming. What's coming is often care fees, it's often divorce, bankruptcy, litigation, just all the modern threats, stuff that your parents never even had to think about, Lily. Now it's actually becoming all too common. So we can put a wrapper around your largest assets so that externalities can't get at them.
Thank you. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, sure. The problem here is when I was a kid, I'm 57, I was born in Canada, I live in England, I live just outside of Bristol. The divorce rate when I was a child was about 16% in the UK, and today it's 42. You can Google it. That's an easy one. And so it's more than doubled in the last 30, 40 years. And so when I pass away, I've got two kids. I don't want to think that if I leave all my money to my kids, statistically possible, one of them gets a divorce. Now, Mr. and Mrs. Wrong is walking out the door with half of my life's work. Don't want that to happen. I want my money to stay with my kids. This is where the trust stuff really comes into its own because you can ring-fence the asset from external predation, meaning external threats can't get at the money. Very, very valuable. In fact, trusts are not new. They're just not well understood. So they've been around for 800 years here in England and Wales, and all the wealthy have them. I have clients in the House of Lords and clients in the House of Commons. So everybody that sits in government basically has a trust for the most part. And so the idea behind it is a trust is a legal arrangement between two or more people to agree to own a thing on behalf of someone else, the beneficiary. And it works very, very well. Like I said, they've been around for 800 years, and stuff that doesn't work generally doesn't last.
Thank you. Now, imagine I am not married, okay, and I don't intend to be married, but and I'm also a very fair person. So let's say I married, I don't know, Pedro, and he already had, a considerable estate. I would be perhaps the one to suggest, like you should do like a prenup or, all these different things that would protect, your ass, his assets. But that's not like a common person, I would think most. Most wives would want, as much as possible from that particular, asset that they're marrying into. How would someone, tell us more about that? Like, how would someone protect their assets in a situation like this?
That's a good question, Lily. The divorce rate has been increasing over time. The way this works is, let's say you're the parents and you wanted to put your assets into a trust for your children. This is the best form of protection from your children's future divorce event, which nobody wants. But God forbid your children get a divorce. How can you help them not lose your money? The answer is by leaving it in a trust, the value, they gain the access and the capability of using the asset. However, as it didn't enter into their estate like it would via a will, if a future divorce event were to occur post your death, that asset is not in their estate and therefore should not be part of their financial settlement. Now, to be clear, this does not work 100% of the time. For example, if I left a house to my children in a trust, But then my children moved into that house with their spouse and then got a divorce, that house would most likely end up in that divorce financial settlement. And it would probably be 50-50. For the record, I'm not a family law solicitor. That's not my specialty, but I need to know enough about this. Whereas if I left a secondary property to my children, same example, they never lived in it. It was never a matrimonial asset. And I left that in a trust. The likelihood of that getting past that future divorce event unscathed goes up quite substantially because it was never a matrimonial asset. So there's all kinds of things that need to be taken into consideration when looking at putting properties into trust for children. For example, the other son, the example you gave me, Lily, was you and Pedro. And if the two of you are married and then you had assets you already owned whilst in the marriage, and then you try to put those in a trust, they might be called back into some future divorce settlement. Therefore, it's always best to do this stuff before we get married, before the event. Now, the rise of prenups, basically a North American concept, is it works, but it's just not as well adhered to here in the UK as it is in North America. Trusts trump. Trusts are a better vehicle most normally. Does that help?
Yes. For those entrepreneurs that own properties in the UK and in the US, do you advise them on how to protect their wealth in both, or would they need to get kind of like two advisors, one for the UK and one for the US?
That's an excellent question. Our remit ends at the shoreline. So we only advise on assets based in England and Wales. And that's because of the anti-money laundering provisions under the trust laws. Whereas they would want to, because I don't advise on American tax law. In fact, that's the one relationship we find the most challenging, because the American tax code and the UK tax code are quite onerous when working together. They would definitely want to engage with a specialist in the United States to deal with their American assets.
Thank you. What else would you like entrepreneurs to know about protecting their wealth with tax planning? First of all, how many people in the UK, I'm not sure if you have access to this kind of data, already have a tax planning in place and, you know, the setup of a trust or other elements to protect their wealth? And how many of them don't have access to that?
That's a fantastic question. We don't know the exact number of people that have trusts, but I can tell you, because I know this because it was published about 3 weeks ago, this being middle of June. There was an article out recently that told us that over 64 billion pounds of private residential property in the United Kingdom is already entrusted. Most of this from the great and the good, the royals, the people who own most of the property in this country. And so the takeaway from this business isn't, do you need to be super rich to do it? Actually, you don't. The takeaway is, if you can't beat them, which you can't, you might as well join them. And the takeaway, the reason I say that is, some people say, well, if this trust business is so good, why doesn't the government put an end to it? Which is a fair statement. However, you have to go back to one of my earlier comments and realize that most of the people in government already have trusts. So for them to create laws that are going to unwind their own family's best interests, I'm not sure you're going to be able to convince them to do that. So the takeaway of this is really, once again, trusts in themselves are very simple. Taxes can be somewhat complex, but we're very capable of advising on that. And there, if you cannot beat them, you might as well join them.
Thank you.
Final thought on that. Sorry, one more thought would be, with the rise in housing prices and the fact the government keeps delaying raising the inheritance tax threshold, now it's going to be in 2030. Previously, it was going to be 2026, then 2028. They keep pushing it back. More and more properties are now getting above the tax threshold. So people that would never think that they're going to have an inheritance tax problem, we're coming across more and more regular hardworking families that are now finding their global estate value is now getting up over $1 million if they're a married couple, or above 500,000 as a single person. And they're finding they've got 40, 80, 100,000 pounds of inheritance tax that they didn't even have the foggiest idea about. So if you have any doubts at all, you should probably speak with a specialist in this area.
Thank you. How expensive is it for someone who already has multiple properties to protect their wealth with UK tax planning, with a service like yours?
Well, that's fair. We are one of the first, I think we are the first, and still probably one of the only companies that publishes all of our prices accurately, transparently on our website. You can go and have a look. It's mpestateplanning.uk. The answer to your question is, how long is a piece of string? And I'm not trying to be funny. It really depends on what types of solutions are required. But you're looking at anything from a couple of thousand pounds up to tens of thousands of pounds. I mean, I had a case last year with a client worth somewhere in the neighborhood of 75 million pounds. And so he spent in the neighborhood of 45,000 pounds putting together quite a detailed, in-depth tax plan. His savings on that is, I don't know, 40 million. So if you could spend 45,000 to save 40 million, would you? Of course. The price comparison metrics are so crazy. We're the least desirable purchase and we're the smartest purchase most families will ever make.
Thank you. Give us three case studies of entrepreneurs you've worked with where you've managed to save them money, and give us like an example of why that worked.
Sure. The reason I'm with you just now is I think you may have seen some of my social media feeds, and I appreciate the opportunity to come and speak with you today. I had a client a couple of years ago approach me, and he was worth about 50 million pounds. Normally, people of that stature, I would never even be able to find or get through the door on, because they've got gatekeepers and they've got gatekeepers for the gatekeepers. Yet he watched a number of my videos online, and after a while, he said, "Mike, I think you're my guy," and he reached out to us. I did not know at that time he was also shopping around, and he was talking to Coutts Bank, the Queen's Bank. And at the end of it, because my mentor in this practice is a doctor of law, and I've worked with him for 10 years, you just don't see him in my videos. And so Dr. Paul and I were able to win the business from that client. And after we won the business, he said, "By the way, you just beat Coutts Bank." So that made us feel good for a very long time. The reason I say that to you is the peculiar nature of how business is changing, because the comment he left me was riveting. He said, "What a very strange world it is that I find my advisors on TikTok." So we're finding very high net worth clients that after they watch a number of videos, they realize this guy seems like he's on the level, and they reach out, and then we have a meeting. We start going through process. I've had, like I said, I've had celebrity clients. Of course, I can't name drop. That's not part of the deal. I've got clients in the House of Commons, clients in the House of Lords. I've been at this for over a decade. It's just that many years ago, I finally realized what social media is, and I don't mind to shoot some videos. So here we are.
Thank you. Give us some more case studies of entrepreneurs you've worked with. You don't have to mention their name, but what kind of results did you manage to get for them?
Oh, yeah. So, I'm just looking at multiple cases. I had a family that I met with just yesterday signing off. Their whole gross estate was about $2.5 million. So there's easily 600,000 pounds of inheritance tax there. We've saved them all 600,000 pounds. The only catch, because there's always a catch, is I now need at least one or the other of the father or mother to live a 7 years to get all this tax savings baked in. So there's a family with they're a decent sized estate, 2.5 million, but the kids would have only seen 1.9 if he had stepped in. So now the kids are going to receive the 2.5 as long as mom or dad. I like to be humorous. I tell them, eat more broccoli and look both ways. We just need one of you to stay alive. So please, let's get to 7 years.
Wow, that is very interesting. So the calculation of the savings that you're doing are based on, let's say, if something was to happen and, you know, the clients were to die, God forbid, and then the tax service would actually collect 40% in tax inheritance, and that's in UK inheritance tax, and that's how you're calculating these savings. Am I right?
That's just an IHT savings. Of course, we can also, I deal with four taxes: inheritance tax, capital gains, income, and stamp duty, all in relation to properties. Again, I don't provide financial advice. I'm an estate lawyer, not an IFA. I'm not an accountant. I'm very narrow. I'm just really deep in my niche, if that makes sense. There's a lot of law I don't touch. And so for the case where the case from yesterday, literally, where we're going to create a 600,000 pound saving. Sorry, my phone goes a lot. Where we're going to create a 600,000 pound savings, I think we're only charging them under 12,000 pounds. So it's kind of a no-brainer as cost reward. And the ideology there is it takes 7 years, and that should prevent HMRC from showing up after the parents have passed away and saying, "Okay, we'd like 600,000 pounds, please." There was also a capital gains issue there on their secondary property portfolio, but we've been able to defer that whilst providing all the protections. So that was pretty cool.
Wow, that sounds very, very interesting. Tell us more about what case studies have you seen or heard of or dealt with where, let's say, clients have already lost millions of pounds or hundreds of thousands of pounds or even, I don't know, tens of thousands of pounds, where after that, People have kind of come to learn about your services, and then they have started to put things in place that would prevent them from happening, from something similar happening in the future.
Yeah, I do get a lot of, I get a little bit of the crowd where tragically they've waited a bit too long, and either mom or dad has suddenly gone downhill. And then what happens is there's not a lot I can do for the existing state, excepting if somebody has died and you do, this is a pro tip here. If somebody has died and then there's an estate that's being distributed through probate and estate administration, and you're within 2 years of the date of death, we can go back in and we can change the direction of some of that gifting, and perhaps we can look at more efficient ways of gifting that across, aka in a trust. Because the last thing you want is you don't want a bunch of money coming down to you like this, because now it's in your estate. And guess what? 30 years after your folks have passed on, you're going to. And then the government's going to show back up and they're going to tax your parents' money that they left to you in your will, just like that. And so you can see after three generations, by the time HMRC takes 40% bites out at every generation, if they just leave the money in a will, then there's nothing left. And so this is why the rich have used these trusts for hundreds of years. Instead of leaving the monies in a will like so, they're going to say, hey, let's put it into a trust, and they own it like this. So now what happens when the bad stuff arrives? They go, what money? I don't have it. Well, there it is. They have control because of the trustee, but they don't lose the asset. So that's really clever. That's why this stuff works, and it's worked for hundreds of years.
Thank you. Tell us where entrepreneurs can connect with you.
Answers at mpestateplanning.uk is our email address. That's a good place to get started. And our website is mpestateplanning.uk, not .co.uk, but .uk.
Thank you.
Follow me for more property wealth strategies.